Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. I was having some technical difficulties. Thank you for standing by.
In the words of Bobby Singer, bold.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? What's going on, everybody? Another episode of the
Brother
Menu on Blog Talk Radio. It is
what up,
Brother
Mika?
B, Big Red, and Mika in the house. What's up, Mika?
It's fast approaching. Make your orders now.
We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, I like that.
We got business.
Okay.
We got business.
Okay. And you're doing well, by the by.
Oh, that's good.
How's
the
IG?
He's working with Dad up at the college.
Oh.
And he's realizing what IT is really about. And I constantly keep telling him, welcome to the IT crowd.
Okay.
If no one has seen this show, really fast, so it's a Brit show, for starters, about three seasons, because you know the Brits, their seasons are not like ours. And basically, everything that happens in this show is exactly what IT life is like. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you.
Literally.
Hey, what's the name of the show?
The IT
Not
show.
Like you're giving a plug. The IT crowd.
I'm absolutely not. It's literally called the IT crowd, and there's one thing that they have. It's called, it's not even called. It's just what it is. It's, did you turn it off and on again? 90% of all IT issues can be solved if you turn it off and on again. I shit you not.
Like a cell phone.
Pretty much. You have to reboot it. Which reminds me, happy birthday, shout out to Hot Rod. He's 21. For the umpteenth time.
Oh my God.
I thought he was 61.
I'm sorry.
31, 41,
51, you said?
Uh-oh. I don't know. That great goose keeping him young. But yeah. What up, everybody? Once again, it's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL, or on Instagram, the same thing, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. I don't know why I couldn't say that fast again. But anyway, we got Big Red, we got Mika in the house.
Is the Twitter page set up?
Yeah, it's Twitter, but it's only for me, Brother B Vision 7. BROTHA Vision 7.
Fine.
I'm on there too, but I don't remember.
that's a damn shame.
See, I'm on Instagram and it's Tiny Two Step. Jeez, I wonder why.
Oh. Y'all crazy.
And on IG
anyway.
and on Twitter it's Miko. See, there you go. But anyway.
You got to send all that stuff in later. Yeah. Real quick, though. How's everybody doing? hold on. Before we get into that, how's everybody? Everybody good?
Drunk?
Everybody's all right. Oh,
you
I am.
Dude, I'm prepping.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
I'm about to do
if
great
she's not drunk, if she's not drunk, she's on her way to it.
Well, do not judge.
I'm in great.
Okay, so
I'm in red grapes. So you know what? Red grapes will ferment in my stomach, and I'll be drunk.
See, this is why I love her. She's awesome.
Unbelievable. Me, unbelievable.
Wait, before I forget, now I'm going
to
make a plug. By the way, shut up. Making a plug. If you guys are in Jersey City, come to Mike's Place, 511 West Side Avenue, on Friday nights. Cause get some bartending.
You.
Oh Lord. Oh, Lord.
What? Dude, I make the best drink ever.
When I see that neighborhood on the news,
barroom
brawls.
Wait, okay. First of all, I don't let that
happen.
I want to
do a bar fight.
You don't like what?
Bar fight.
She doesn't like them, but I don't allow them. That's why they love me, because I come from, listen, I go straight Queensbridge when I see them acting stupid.
Oh, then that means I gotta show up for the bananas on my tailpipe. Anyway.
No, you don't have to show up the bananas on the tailpipe. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
I take care of it. Plus I have a freaking metal bat behind the bar. So there's that. But yeah.
Listen, I like a good old fashioned bar fight. Breaking glasses over people. No.
No. Listen. I got another bartender.
And this is from the little one. Red. Smallest one.
Listen. She's still taller than me, dude.
Yeah, I actually am. I'm taller. I'm a little to like an inch. An inch taller than us. Not
listen,
even that
taller,
much.
Listen, taller is still taller. Screw what you said. Taller is still taller.
Whatever.
Don't be
man.
Listen.
You playing.
Leave us little people alone.
Not me. Nah.
Told you you're a kneecap.
Yeah, right. Our topic for tonight. Now, Red kind of, brought this up to me when she saw something. Heterosexuals. Are you or we in danger?
Yes.
Since this is Red's topic, I'm gonna let Red pop it off, and then Mika can go, and then I can kindly just slide right on in.
Well, yeah, we are in danger because I'll say this: like whatever you do in your life, you do. That's your business. But, that's your business. Do what you want to do. But, don't make it seem like people that are, that are not, homosexual or whatever, that we have a problem with it or it's like, because you say something against it, it's a problem for you. Or make it seem like something's wrong with us. It's like everybody has a right to have an opinion, just like, people that are homosexual or whatever, they have a right to have an opinion or whatever they feel, but I don't have to always be on board with what you're doing just because. But you don't have to make me feel a certain way just because of that. And I think that's what the problem is, like, you trying to make me feel bad because I may feel a certain type of way because a person is homosexual, transgender, whatever the case is. Don't make me try to feel a certain way. That's the way that I feel. Now, I'm not going to attack you because of that, but I'm not going to, do something to you or attack you, but they make it seem like, you're being homophobic. No, I'm not being homophobic. It's just the way I feel. Is there something wrong with that?
No.
No.
No, not at all. Okay,
no,
exactly. I'm going to tell Dice Clay.
Well,
so I'm probably going to offend a whole lot of people if I channel him, but I don't give a shit. Okay, I don't care if you're trans testicle. I really could care less. I don't care if you're gay, you're straight, you're bisexual. I don't care about all of that. My issue
stay close,
is
stay
that
close to your microphone. Go ahead.
My
you went out for a second.
That, oh, okay. I don't care I don't care if you're transtestical. I don't care if you're bisexual. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I really don't. My issue with you is that I don't need you trying to make me, like Red said, feel some kind of way because I personally don't agree with your lifestyle. I'm fine with it, but I don't need you shoving it down my throat. That I don't need. I'm not gonna attack you. I'm not gonna bag on you. I'm not gonna do any of that. You know, I'm not, because that's not me. But on the flip side of that, you have no right to come at me because I don't agree with your lifestyle. You have no right, because at the end of the day, you love who you love. I'm not mad at you for who you love. I'm mad at you for trying to shove it down my throat. Prime example
right.
is Lil Nas X. Dude, seriously? If you want to walk around with a prosthetic freaking belly, that's your choice. But don't try to make me feel some kind of way, because I think that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to me. Because as a female, one, you're insulting me, because that's something that you can never do. You have no idea what it's like to carry a life and push that life out or be cut open to bring that life into the world. So as far as I'm concerned, you're making a mockery of what I do. But I'm still not mad at you. But I don't need you shoving that down my throat. And I'm gonna be real. Like, I sit there and I watch shows like P-Valley because it's funny. I love Uncle Cliffy. I ain't going front. But on the flip side of that, you know, I'm not trying to sit there. I'm not the one to sit there and try to judge you or whatever. For what you do is what you do. But you want to shove it down my throat. I'm not about that. Because at the end of the day,
okay.
I personally don't believe in that. You do what you do.
Okay.
You're more than welcome. It's a free society.
Okay.
But don't come at me, because I'm not about that.
Copy. All right. So what's up, Miss Sherry? How you doing? And
hey, lady.
Cool.
Hello.
Cool. 111.
How are you?
And Mr. Joe. Is that
Mr.
Joe?
B. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hey, what's up, Mr. Joe? How you doing?
Okay.
Now, wait, before you guys go in, because Miss Cherry came in and then you came in, so I got to throw something out there. Thank you, Mika, of course, because that just spawns my question. So my thing is, why is this anger when we do not agree? Now, I have no problem with anyone. Just don't mess with my food and don't waste my liquor. That's it. If we can
Brother.
Get along just fine, no matter what your gender is, like, I really don't care. But just the certain rules, principles that I have personally, it has nothing to do with your gender. My thing is this. What's the anger about? Like, if there are people out there that don't accept you, okay, then why do you care? I mean, there's been people out there for years that haven't accepted immigrants, don't accept black people, some people don't accept white people. There's people that don't accept all types of situations, so I don't understand the anger. Or the prosecution that comes along with it when someone doesn't agree with your type of lifestyle. Now, what do you think about that, Ms. Cherry?
Wait, Ms. Cherry, before you begin, I just wanted to make this one little point, and then I will shut the freak up. Just so we're all clear, the gay society is actually the most racist society. Okay, I'm done. I'm shutting up. Okay. I'm good.
Okay.
She dropped the bomb and she said, I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
That
was
short.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Ms. Cherry? Why do they have such an attitude? Why does that community have such an attitude with us when we don't agree, or we don't see eye to eye, or we just don't give them the attention that they're looking for?
Well, I can't really speak for them because I'm not with them, but I think that a lot of them have gone through things, maybe even coming out for them was difficult. So now that they're out, like you mentioned, they're trying to force their lifestyle. They're trying to force you to accept them. And the truth is, sexuality shouldn't even play a role in it at all. Most of the time, on our day-to-day, we're not dealing with sexuality. It's because they're so flamboyant about what they do behind closed doors that it comes into play. And they also, a lot of times what they fail to realize is maybe somebody just doesn't like you because they just don't like you. Your personality don't always go. It may not have anything to do with your sexuality. I just don't like you. But if you say I don't like a gay person, and if you say I don't like this person, they happen to be gay, they automatically assume you don't like them because they are gay. So that's a way of almost like shaming heterosexuals to accept the lifestyle, because if you say, look, I just don't like to see you in lipstick. I just don't think it's right. All of a sudden now you're homophobia, you know, and it's just, you have to almost be quiet about it so that you're not held up to, you're not put a label on. It's not favorable by society.
Mr. Joe?
Well, I don't care about how flamboyant they are behind doors. Sure, I really give a damn how flamboyant they are out in public or in the corporate arena, because I don't like attention whores. I don't like people who are going to let you know, I'm queer and I'm here. I know it. I don't care. But I don't want to hear about it. And as she was just saying, I don't want you to force your politics down my throat. Now, I can understand they're doing it because they have been killed on sight. They have been ridiculed. They've been beat up for being gay. So they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. I don't blame them for that. But the thing is, if you're going to be in any type of situation with a bunch of people, at least give those other people a chance to show their colors. If they're anti-gay, it'll come out. If they're accepting of you as being gay, don't aggravate them or irritate them. So the ones that wear the boas and the ones that actually talk more like females than females, I have a problem with 95% of them, because they're the ones that you cannot get into a discussion with about any topic, because as she was saying, you know, if you disagree with them, don't like them, they think because they're gay. No, it's because you got a stupid argument. So I have a problem with the flamboyant ones, the ones who are gay and you don't know it until they tell you. I don't care about your lifestyle. Have a ball, figuratively or literally. I don't care.
Well, you know, all right.
Sometimes you don't.
I mean, my thing is, okay, and Mika is right, and Miss Cherry as well as Red and, you know, Mr. Joe. I don't know what the thing is about, like, why do we need to know your sexuality? Why is it important? Like, what is this whole thing about coming out? Okay, because you're coming out of what? Like, you're hiding? Like, no one told you to hide. Like, you put yourself in seclusion. Society standards, and the whole thing is this: society says one thing, you say another. Like, society is not your life. It may be some type of wannabe governing rule, which I feel is just bullshit. But the thing is, if you choose to, you know, you live how you choose to live. Like, and it doesn't have to be important to me. It just has to be important to you. So my thing is, what are you coming out of? You're coming out of your own self closet. You're coming out of your own. And as to what Joe said about the flamboyancy, the thing I don't like about it is some of them think that's how women are supposed to act. Just like you have the ones that are lesbians, and they think that that's how men act when they're being extra. And it's like, you can't tell me how to be a man, and if you're homosexual, you can't tell a woman how to be a woman to think you can actually do it better. You know, I mean, to each his own, but once again, that's just my opinion. You know, don't get offended.
Well, you know, and to take it a step further, like, you have people like Anderson Cooper, who's gay.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy.
And you know, he's like, yeah, I'm gay, so what? Move on. You know?
Exactly.
he doesn't, it was never a secret. The same thing for Neil Patrick Harris. It was never a secret.
I think that was a secret for him, wasn't it?
I don't think so. I think when he was on Doogie Howser, you kind of knew.
Yeah.
And then when he did the movie with Whoopi Goldberg, you kind of knew.
Well,
but it wasn't a big deal. No one gave a shit.
What movie was that?
But then you have people like Billy Porter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's like, ooh, I'm gay and I'm here. We're like, okay, we don't really give a crap. We really don't. Okay, you're gay, you're here, and what?
But I think, I think that's the problem. Some of them have a problem with the fact that you don't care. So then
I don't care.
Yeah, but why do they feel that somebody, why do they feel that somebody needs to care once again? But you know what? You got a lot of things going. A lot of people in this world that would like to be acknowledged for something, but they don't either. But they don't make a big fuss about it, or they don't sit up there and try to make somebody else feel a certain way because you don't feel like how they feel. It's like, all right. You can be whatever you want to be. But like I said, I don't need to always know. Like, that doesn't always have to be something that you have to disclose to me, or not only just to me, but to anybody all the time. But it seems like I even see, like, in like with the movies and even TV, it's just like they want to make it like, if you have a whole bunch of people and it's like that person, I'm gay and I'm this. It's like, you didn't have to tell anybody that. Like, either a person will know by seeing you or by seeing your actions or how you act or whatever. But the thing is, that's not something that has to be disclosed or it has to be put out there. They don't have to do that. Like,
well, all right.
They don't have to do it now.
They
don't have to do it now. But the last 10, 15 years, it's been the PC culture that has made it that possible. Because without the PC culture and the microaggressions and the social justice warriors, everybody would still have the same attitude they had for 20, 25 years ago. If you were gay, you were a fag, a homo, and you were going to get your ass kicked unless you were part of Hell's Angels.
But
other than that.
But
don't ask, don't tell, and all that other stuff. Like,
like for those of us who grew up in the projects, we knew who the gay guys were. We knew off the bat. Because, honey, they made it known they was gay.
But why is it a big deal? And once again, what is the problem? Hold on. But my thing is, what's the attitude? See, that's the whole thing. They never had an attitude or had a problem.
Exactly.
And we knew they were gay, but we didn't care.
No, because they were like,
no one really cared.
No, that's not
so
true.
So now all of a sudden, listen.
I
was in a story.
Story
QB? Project.
Okay.
Well, maybe
listen,
in QB, but
from
in
QB,
Astoria.
And coming
in
from
Astoria,
AP,
we had a few.
Coming from AP. Let me. I'm not even on front. Coming from AP, QB,
it's
and
Astoria
RW.
Projects and Queensbridge and Ravenswood because
and RW,
either states
RW,
or supermarkets.
We knew A&P. Who listen.
Come on.
We knew who they were, but we
okay.
also knew that them same cats would freaking mess a dude up quicker than a straight dude.
Okay.
We knew it, but we didn't care. We didn't care because at the end of the day. They didn't make a big deal about it. They earned the respect, and they kept it pushing.
They weren't looking for acceptance. That's the
no,
big
they
thing.
Weren't.
They weren't
they were
looking,
just looking
for acceptance.
For people to leave them alone.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole point. It's like they're looking for acceptance. And it's like, why are you looking for it? You don't. Once again, you're gonna be accepted regardless. Just be you. My thing is just be who you are. Period.
But apparently, being who you are isn't enough.
That's now. But again, like I said, don't you remember? Gays were whole. If you came out of the closet as a gay person, you risk getting your ass kicked or being even disowned by your family.
Yeah. But see, that was the problem. But you know what? Sorry, Mr. Gilbert,
but
see,
this is a
that's right.
Point.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's the whole point. That's what they're basically saying now. That okay, why is it because I'm telling you that I'm homosexual that you got to disown me as your son, daughter, or whatever? Why is it that I have to get beat up out there in the street? Why is it? You know, understand what I'm saying? That's what they. That's basically, I think, how it may have came about with them having that type of attitude. It's like, we want to be accepted into society like everybody else. I don't want to be beat up because I dress like I'm a man.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course. There have been articles written about it, books written about it. There have been people on TV talking about it for years on the old talk shows about how gay people have the anxiety of, being gay. And at that time, again, they didn't have PC. Is only about the last 10 to 15 years, political correctness.
Right.
Prior to that, I'm telling you, I thought in the black community, if you found somebody on the down low, you were going to beat them down low.
Exactly.
Until they turned around and beat you.
Well, if they could beat your ass, they could beat your ass. But if they couldn't, I don't know.
All right, before
you know,
goes,
I mean, and let's be real for a second. If we're going to go there, let's be, because you have to listen, and I say this wholeheartedly. And,
you're breaking up.
And the melanated community, it's something that is frowned upon because, honestly, we didn't start this.
I don't think.
Listen.
What?
If you go back in our history, none of this was even prevalent until the Greeks. Not even the Europeans.
Oh, the Greeks made it popular. Yeah.
You talking about Caligula?
The Greeks
oh,
started
Lord.
This
shit. She just really went there.
I'm sorry. I just,
well, she's right.
Listen, the Greeks started this shit.
Well, they didn't start it, but they did popularize it.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're making it that popular, in the melanated community, this is something that is not heard of. To this day, if you are in a Caribbean community or an African community and they find out you're homosexual, whether you're a female or a male, they will beat the crap out of you. And I know
wait a minute.
Hold on. We got to go to K-Dog. K-Dog, what's up?
Oh!
Hey, what's up, y'all? I've been listening. I was listening, people. Good evening, everybody.
Hey,
good evening,
sir.
Hey, what's going on,
man? By the way.
Oh yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this, people. Now, as I was listening to everybody, okay, everybody made a good point. This thing with the whole thing with heterosexuals in danger, yeah, we are, because you know why? People tend to think that people right now in this era, I call it a sensitive era, because people will cry like a bitch if you say something that they don't like to hear. Now, as for this whole thing with homosexuality, listen, I'm not being homophobic. Hey, if that's who you are, then be who you are, okay? But don't push it. You understand? Don't push it so much. Because right now, and I could agree with what Joe said, long time ago, if someone came out the closet, you were frowned upon. You would get your ass kicked. Say,
that's
for
not
example,
just in the black community either.
No, it's not. No, I'm saying that.
Yeah.
And listen, Joe, I'm going to say it. It's not just in the black community, because check this out. Okay, all of us who grew up in the 80s, remember, Married with Children. Now, when the actress Amanda Bierce, who played Marcy,
well, that's right, yeah,
on Married with Children, when she came out, you never heard of her ever again. You never heard from her again when she came out. She never played in another show. You never saw her again.
Yeah, there
because
was a,
you know how.
Wasn't it true that there's a blacklist against gays back in the 70s? And
yeah, back then there was a blacklist against people that were gay, because if you came out and say that you were gay, all hell broke loose, and your career, and you were done.
Well,
you were done.
The birth, Amanda Burst and Ellen were the 90s.
Right, the 90s,
and,
yeah.
And
what about, like, Rock
Amanda
Hudson?
I was thinking
yes.
of that.
Rock Hudson, the
but
reason
Rock
why
Hudson
he came out,
the
reason
one.
Why he came out is because when he revealed
AIDS.
That he had AIDS,
right.
and then after
and
he
the father
no
from the Brady Bunch
come out.
Yes.
Yep, and the
so
father
then,
from the Brady
yeah,
Bunch.
The father from the Brady Bunch, Robert Reed. He had no choice but
Robert
to come
Reed.
Out.
Yep.
But if,
mm-hmm.
if we're
going to
go there, then we can talk about Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
right,
Freddie Mercury
right,
had to come out.
Well, hold on. You know what? All right. This is now. I'm listening to what you guys are saying, and I think this may be one of the issues. So you have these men who are homosexuals that are playing these manly roles, Rock
right.
Hudson, ladies' man, you know,
Freddie Mercury with
who's
that
the
voice, that
Frank,
yeah,
exactly.
From Queen.
You know, pop. You know, rock star. You also had like the gentleman from Brady Bunch, father, you know,
right.
man taking care of his family, you know, this, that, and the third. You have these men playing these roles, and then they turn around and they're not what
and
you,
they're gay.
What you think they are. And I think people feel a little bamboozled by that. Because it's
and,
like
yeah,
how do you play this strong male role and you're not like
right.
you don't
and,
identify as a man. You know?
And that was
you know,
the thing, because
honestly,
back in the day, back then, you it was, and you
on,
know what,
hold on, hold
you
on.
Look at it, you look at the history of Hollywood, you look at the history of the entertainment business, you know how many gay people there were? There were gay men and there were lesbians. But
yes.
they were not allowed to come out, because at that era, it was strictly taboo to live like that. It was strictly taboo.
It was,
you
I didn't come out and say that.
I think
it was taboo to be in the open, but I'm sure at their
yep.
parties that and things.
Oh yeah, at their parties
they
did whatever.
Too.
But they had to be
yeah,
careful.
They did whatever.
But they had to be careful.
Oh, okay. That I've seen that on something where they had those type of parties. They would have parties like that. You know, a lot of those people that were sorry, Mika, but a lot of those people that were like that. Yeah, they that's where they can come out and be. What they wanted to be. Yeah, they had it, especially them celebrities.
Mm-hmm. And that was the thing.
I mean,
you could not come out and say that who you were. If you did that,
well,
so
then I'm going to be the devil right now and bring up the fact that FDR used to cross-dress.
Absolutely.
Who was the
right.
sitting president, by the way? Who was
okay.
a sitting, literally a sitting president. Who used to have parties and these dudes would dress up in women's lingerie.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you know what?
There was a lot
cool.
of those
hold
things.
On, hold on.
And now you know what it is?
Wait, somebody
and now you look
check
at
your background noise? Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you look at today's society.
Okay.
You look at today's society and you know what? You're not allowed. You better watch your mouth. Because, okay, what I look at is like
K-Dog, this whole topic for tonight is basically watch your mouth. Because some
yeah,
people
watch
can,
your mouth
be
because,
able to take this in context. Because
let me tell you something.
Say,
well,
even
in
the
office,
say, in the office,
well, no, well,
in the
I'm just
office,
saying, no matter how you, how, no matter hold on, no matter how you put it, someone is going to be offended.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
because
you know what it was?
Certain people hold on. Certain people in that community feel that we don't even have the right to discuss it because. We can't relate to them because we're not them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
But wait a minute. But wait a minute.
Hold on.
But I love it. But hold on. Hold on. But I love it when there's some of them out there that try to compare their plight to the melanated people's plight in this country.
Thank you.
And that's
it's,
what
and
I
not
don't
lying.
Like. Mm-hmm. I disagree
but
with that full heartedly because
married,
you cannot
yeah.
compare.
Hold
you
on,
cannot compare.
Time,
you, here's what I got to say, and I'll be quick about it. You can't compare what black people go through with gay people. That is a whole different narrative right there. How can you say like this, oh, I know what you're going through. I'm like, excuse me, you don't know what I go through as a black man. You're gay. So, okay, yes, you're gay, but you can't compare your
gay,
struggle with
gay
my
and
struggle.
I'm black.
Okay, wait.
No,
what
you're,
did I
no,
say
you're persecution. Being persecuted.
What did I
being
say
persecuted.
Before?
Being treated differently.
And I have
that's
said
what it's
this
about.
Before, and I will stick by this. The gay community, quote, and I'm putting quotes all around that, happen to be the most advocacy community, and I say this because I know enough of them that have the blatant audacity to run that. But they, on the flip side of that, they don't believe that those of us of the melanated, because, honey, I'm sorry to hate on my chocolate complexion all you want, but
I don't know why, though.
My chocolate complexion doesn't allow me the same rights that you think you should get. First of all, it is my melanated complexion and the people of my melanated complexion that have built more than just this country, that have been the forefathers of science, astrology, cosmology, and everything else under the sun. But you somehow feel that you're more superior because of your sexual preference. BS, BS, and BS. Did I say BS enough? Clearly I did not.
Well, let me ask Miss Cherry a question. Let me ask Miss Cherry a question, and then I want Mr. Joe to step in. So, Miss Cherry, do you believe or do you feel that in our current time, current climate, that, you know, that lifestyle, alternative lifestyle, homosexual community, whatever you want to call it, you know, the L, I can't even get the letters correctly. Do you feel that they're more...
LGBTQ.
Yeah.
XYZ.
Do you feel that they're like a gang, like they're a clique?
Yep.
Like, is it like them against the world? Why not, Miss Shelley?
That the pendulum has swung. Like, we're talking about back in the 70s, the 60s, even before, up until, I'll say, like, the early 90s. If you did expose yourself to being gay, you were looked down on, you were bullied. There were people that wouldn't hire you, people that wouldn't give you places to live. I'm looking, and I think last week, I'm in Long Island, so last week, two towns over, they opened up their first gay senior citizens community. So in order for you to be able to buy a house in the area, you must be identified as being gay, lesbian, the whole gamut. You have to fall underneath that category to be able to live in that low income or lower income community. That segment.
That's biased.
So
that's biased.
I agree. Like when she was saying racist, I was like, I don't know about racist, but I know they definitely discriminate.
Redlining is still a real thing. Redlining is still going on to this freaking day. Seriously? So
they have their own.
We gotta give Mr. Joe.
Housing that normally would go for $350,000. Now it's opened up to people because of their sexuality going for 180. You, as a heterosexual, looking to move in and you don't have that much income, you're not getting in there unless you identify yourself as falling under those categories. There's a lot of clubs and things like that that say you're not welcome. Sure, they wouldn't stop you from coming in, but you would stand out going in. It's acceptable. Acceptable. Our senator helped to open it up, so he's backing it.
Mr. Joe?
I don't have any problem with discrimination. If people want to be by themselves without the government interfering and forcing either segregation or integration, if a bunch of people want to be inclusive or especially exclusive, what's the problem? Now, the problem with discrimination as a violation of civil rights is if somebody keeps you from getting the resources that you need in order for you to get ahead. But if gays want to form a community where there's about, I don't know, 100 to 1,000 people of them, and they want to be, you know, they want to wear their bows and they want to be flamboyant, or if they don't want to be flamboyant, I could get their legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Now, what heterosexual actively wants to be in that community except for the price of the price of the house? People have a right to be with their own. If blacks want to form their own particular community and don't want whites in it, I don't see a problem with it. If whites want to do the same thing, fine. The problem comes when, well, you're not allowed to walk the streets of the neighborhood. I'm going to kill you or beat you like they have done, not even the South, but in the North. So, but just you know, if I wanted to form, let's say I know there's property somewhere, and I want to build five houses on that property, and I want only five friends of mine to be my neighbors, I don't see a problem. Now, somebody might want to come along and say, well, you know, you're hoarding up the property just for your friends. Yeah, duh. Okay? If you want to do the same thing, go ahead and do it. But I'm not keeping you from doing what I'm doing. You get the money, you find the property, you develop it. Plain and simple.
I gotta throw this out there. So the part where I came, you know, with this whole topic and title, are we in danger? Because it seems like, wait, somebody with the background noise, are you on a rocket ship or something? Like, what's going on with the background noise?
That might be, you are rock.
I'm
in front of a fan or something?
Right now, I'm running the fan.
Wait.
Before you continue, first of all, I want Mr. Joe to narrate my entire life right now.
Oh my gosh!
I want you to narrate her life.
First, it was saying,
oh my goodness,
your voice. I like your voice way more, so I want you to now narrate my entire life.
Oh, you like my voice? Oh, okay. I was trying to find out what the meaning was. Thanks. Oh, I thought you wanted me to. Oh, now you want me to do an audible book. Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely do. It was Sam Jackson, but you kind of bumped him. So, yes, I want you to narrate my entire life now. But
back to the topic.
Going back to the topic, I agree totally with Mr. Joe. And you know what? There have been instances time and time again where the melanated community has been cracked upon because we've decided to segregate. Like in the North, Seneca Park, a.k.a. Central Park. Seneca Village,
right.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Seneca Village, a.k.a. Central Park. Okay? Again, we were thriving in the community. We developed our own. What did the Europeans do? Oh, no, we want a park. We're going to freaking come in there and we're going to screw your crap. You know, we're going to screw everything over. Same thing with Tulsa. Again, a thriving melanated community. Oh, no, y'all got too much going on. We're coming in and we're going to. You understand what I'm saying? So,
see, that's wrong. That's what I was talking about.
History has not changed. It may not have changed for us, but it will change for them. The melanated community will continuously be shited upon.
Exactly.
But everybody else will continue to thrive. And
but you know what's crazy?
I'm not even mad at it in the extent that you would think that I'm mad about it, because it's not that. In all honesty, it's not all of the Europeans that feel that way.
Hold on, Mika.
It's the ones that have the power that are like this, because there is a fear.
Let me tell you, the ones who are most prejudiced are not white people, and it's not the division within the blacks, skin color. It's Hispanics and immigrants who cannot stand blacks. Forget about the Hispanics who go along and say, even my brother, you know, and they use the N-word like everybody else, and they, you know, in the black community might be using it.
My house,
they do not and will not. And you can tell this when you come across like a dark Cuban or anybody, Puerto Rican or anybody who's dark, they will deny forever they have any African blood in them.
Okay.
But meanwhile,
Yeah, but wait a minute. Stop it. stop it, because we're going into a different area now.
We're going
hold on.
Exactly right, but the whole thing. But you know what? Before you say we're going off topic, understand one thing. It's all correlated because at the end of the day, that type of thought pattern, as far as, you know, are we as heterosexuals are in danger, it all goes into it because these same communities, the Dominicanos, the Puerto Ricans, this, that, and the third, the melanated from Africa, the melanated from here. Guess what? At the end of the day, it is still frowned upon and inside out.
Yeah, but guess what? At the start, middle, and okay. But the start, middle, end of the day, listen, at the start, middle, end of the day, the homosexual community sticks together more than anyone else.
That is true.
You ain't wrong about that.
You're not lying about that.
I don't know why homosexuals are in danger. I understand the PC, but I don't.
You know why? Because there's a cancer culture. There's a cancer culture when you start talking about when you go against what they think. So,
okay,
you know, when you're heterosexual, I know you don't, but they do, and they will cancel you out. It's, listen, look what they tried to do to Dave Chappelle. Look what they tried to, you know, Kevin Hart. And there's a few other people that, you know, I don't remember all hand right now, but as soon as you say something.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
As soon as you say
something
against them, then you got to go. Oh, we got to take you out. And meanwhile, as a comedian, comedians say anything under the sun, whether it's white, by white people, black people, Indian people, Spanish people, they're comedians. That's
comedians
what they do. They make fun
out of
themselves.
Right.
Yeah, but they got a little sensitive and a little, well, not a little, they got very sensitive when Dave Chappelle made some remarks about, the transgender. And I don't understand what the purpose of it. He's a comedian. So you're trying
first
to say
all,
that everybody else can be joked on, except for you.
Absolutely.
Everybody
that's
else
what
can
you
be
joked
about
you.
That's
if you do that,
right.
They'll shut you
that's
down.
Just like,
that's dangerous.
That's just like Family Guy. They yeah. That just like on Family Guy, they pulled that character. They I think it was the character, the gay guy that was on the character that they have on it. Was saying that people were taking offense to it and all this other stuff, but then they make all kinds of, they do all kinds of other racial stuff, racial stuff, handicapped
exactly.
And all that other stuff on Family Guy. But it's about, but then just like you said, it's about comedy. So why is that being taken such an offense? It's comedy, like really?
So wait a minute.
And
so
for
I got
me personally.
Okay. Hold on. I got something for Red and I got something for Joe. It's a joke. So with what Red said, it's interesting how you implement a gay character, and depending on how the character is perceived in the show, they want him in or they want him out. But yeah,
exactly.
When you don't implement a gay character, they say, "Well, I know gay people." Why no gay then? Like,
okay.
Why is everybody heterosexual? See,
I'm gonna answer that for
it's
you.
Not
know why? Because when they implemented that character, remember it wasn't like how it was now. Remember, Family Guy is a show that was on like years ago. They weren't being hard body about the gay thing and gay community getting crazy and all that other stuff about that situation. So at that time, when they had the character on it, it was all right. Now because it's such like you asked the question earlier or said a statement, it's like they ganging up on everybody because of that situation. So it's now, okay, now the producers of that show have to be like, all right, well, we got to try and make this right because we don't want to lose certain ratings and people for our show and sponsorship and all that other stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So that was years ago. It's just like you said, it's like either you put one in or you don't put one in. It's like you damn if you do and damn if you don't. You don't put one in, then they're going to say, well, why do we don't have no gay characters on the show? But then when you put one in there, and then it's like I said, it's like a freaking comedy show. It's a damn cartoon. Of course they're going to make fun of it. But guess what? They can make fun of everybody else on that show, but the gay people now have a problem.
Can we please tag Seth MacFarlane, by the way? Can we please post this? Don't laugh at me.
And I don't think it, and I don't think it's anything against him. I don't think it's anything against him.
No. I'm not saying it's anything against Seth MacFarlane, because in all honesty, listen, I give Seth MacFarlane credit because he went after fucking Fox. He went
absolutely
after Fox News.
How about this?
Like, you wouldn't
Nika,
believe.
How about
but,
this? How about this, Nika? How about the Wayans brothers, the Wayans family?
Listen,
how about the
Wayans
family? They went outside the box. They went outside the box. Remember, Twan and H-Ron and Twan, the two snaps in the fist. They went out the box with all of that as well. And that was years
there's
before
a reason
family
why
got them.
But
hold on.
Why I want to tag these people. There's a reason. Besides me just being completely facetious. There's a reason. Shut up. Yes, I know what it means. And yes, I use it in its proper context. There's a reason why.
Get out the fan.
Yo,
get out the damn fan.
There's a reason why I literally want them tagged in this, because these are things that will not be addressed, because we live in a populist society. Too. We live in a populist society. So with that said, I want these people to be tagged in segments like this, because I would like for them to address this and explain why they're not addressing this particular aspect of it.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me tell you something about this show, but not just this show, but just podcasting and sometimes just media in general. Listen, people are quick to listen, but to a story, but some of them don't want to tell their story. Some people don't want to talk about it because they don't want real talk to get that real, just that real for them.
Well, guess what?
There's a lot of people that want to live in their truth that may be a lie to some, and then well may be a lie to themselves, but they'll believe it as their truth. And see, this is the problem nowadays that we have going forward, is that people want to live in this little bubble, and as soon as someone pops it, then you're wrong. Then you're an enemy of the state, you're an enemy of the planet, and we got to do something about you, and we got to get rid of you.
Dude, being
so,
melanated is your enemy.
I mean, my issue going forward is that, listen, be who you are, but don't be mad at me because I am who I am. Don't be mad at me for my opinion, and don't be mad at me because of something that I may say or do that's stereotypical that you may not like, but, I mean, hey, if the shoe fits, wear it. Mr. Joe has made a comment earlier about there's a flamboyant, and there are those who are more conservative.
He's
and
not wrong.
They don't need to put their business out there. And I've had conversations with, you know, men and women, you know, like that, and they don't approve of the flamboyant ones because, in their opinion, it's none of anyone's business what I do in my home and in my bedroom. Like, that's not
right,
bad
exactly.
for
totally
everyone's
agree.
Knowledge. But yet, you do have people out there that really feel the need to push their sexuality on everyone, and I think that's totally wrong, because
which
heterosexual people do not run around saying, hey, I'm heterosexual, love me. Hey, I'm heterosexual.
Don't.
Listen,
you
it
might
is,
have
it is
to.
What it is.
Exactly. You might have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, but if you do, Mr. Joe, then you probably will be ostracized for it.
Because nowadays people
are getting, you know, labeled for. Listen, I mean, I've heard situations with he's gay, give him the job. You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of bias going
that's
on,
right.
And it's more than just racism. They're different types of bigots
this
out here in the world.
PC culture, the whole thrust of it is to disrupt America, period, is to put blacks versus whites, males versus females, Protestants versus Catholics. What else is there around?
Vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Right. It's to create chaos, period. It's not there to perform any benefit for any person's or any group's agenda. You think so, but it's not.
I can't disagree with you on that.
You know, another thing about comedy.
No, I agree.
Another thing about comedy. I don't think everybody wants comedy to tell the so-called truth. Because I guarantee you, I saw some videos a while back, the stereotypical videos of blacks with bug eyes, big lips, big nose, slow talking, slow walking. I don't think you want that to be part of somebody's comedy yet. Have you ever seen them? Just look up racist video on YouTube.
But some of our own black people use it. Some of our own black people use it. But
if they use it to be funny without being a put-down, that's cool. But if you're going to use a stereotype of anybody and to demean them, I don't think I don't think comedy should be used as the fulcrum or the excuse to say, well, just because a comedian's doing it, it's okay. Because they're going to do it against us in the future. The topic of the show are heterosexuals. Do you know that there are feminists who actually had a seminar, and I saw the video, where this one girl, she must hate men. I mean, a lot of women just hate men in general. But this girl says all men should be castrated.
All men should be castrated.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
These are lesbian.
I've heard that.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all
a damn
men.
Shame.
Because
I think
all
she
men
got a
are
mental
all the problems of the world.
I think she got a mental illness. I don't think that got nothing to do with
That
sounds like somebody
that's
a mental illness.
People are buying into it.
That's really angry.
Yeah,
it sounds like she's had a bad
I don't know about her.
Right, yeah, but I'm saying that also has to do with a mental illness as well, for you to say that all men should be castrated. Like, why would you say that? I understand it, but once again, how the hell did you get here? So guess what? What if he goes castrate your father's father? Like, ooh, sorry. But castrate
your
father. Like, he just,
all this stuff.
Have sex, but
it's
like, just me.
Yeah, some women out there that, they just have
people
a hatred. Sons, like,
they don't think about what they say. You don't think about things that you say. Like I said, we all going to have bad experiences here or there with male or female. So
that's true.
I wouldn't go to that extreme.
And if it blurts out, then it's just somebody who's having, let's say, a bad day. But when you have a seminar with the purpose of it, where I have a feminist lesbian telling their audience that the problems of the world are because of men, and therefore all men should be castrated, and therefore women should take over, and that would make the world a kinder, gentler place. Okay?
What kind of messages you keep sending out, Nikki? Have a whole bunch of Lorena Bobbitts running around.
Yeah.
We don't really need that. Hello, I watch Snapped enough. We don't need that.
Sure, we don't need it, but she's got a lot of followers.
Yeah, she is. But you know what? And the sad part is, and you're not wrong, because honestly, the sad part is she'll have a cult following.
Yeah.
And I'm not a feminist. Whoa. I am not by any... Contrary to popular belief on this show, I am not a feminist.
Does anybody know what gender studies are?
Oh, my goodness.
K-Dog. I am not...
Women in general having a bias, a negative bias against men. You have to take a look at the gender studies that's being taught in the universities, because they are patently telling the young women, the millennials and the Generation X, that everything is because of men. All the problems are because of men being taught in universities.
Listen,
We got less than 60. Hold on, I'm sorry, Mika. We got less than 60 seconds left.
Okay.
Miss Cherry, any parting shots?
I don't care.
Okay, see, any parting shots, Miss Cherry? Because you've been very quiet.
For part two, because I think the topic just started going and we're out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
She's
right.
All right, well, on that note, then I guess we've got to set up for part two. Thank you, Mr. Joe. K-Dog. Mika, Mr.
Yeah,
Big Red, thank you guys for calling in. And, we'll set up part two. In the meantime, Monday night, Absolute Truth, K-Dog,
Sean Black, Hot Rod. Happy birthday, Hot Rod. And
happy birthday, Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah, shout out. Happy birthday, Hot Rod.
Right. Happy birthday, Hot Rod.
Now put them kids to bed.
My birthday was putting your kids to bed.
Oh, man.
Have a good night, y'all. Enjoy your week.
All right, peace out.
Love,
later, guys. Later. Take care now. Peace out.
All right.